Today, we will read Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 25. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we read your word today, that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, prepare our hearts that we are ready to hear your word, that we will learn from it, and that it will change our lives. Lord, I pray that you would use it to grow us and make us more like you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 25. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. While a large crowd was gathering, and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that, though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear. And then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have will be taken from them. Now, Jesus' mother and brothers came to see him, but they were not able to get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside, wanting to see you." He replied, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice." One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake, so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown!" He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." All right. In today's reading, we begin with the parable of the sower. And this is where I want to spend most of our time today. The parable of the sower. We've seen this before in Matthew and Mark, but I want to go back and look at it again and review what it talks about and what it means. Again, Jesus tells a story, and he tells about this farmer. The farmer who is out sowing seed in his field. Now, some of the seed falls along the path. It's very hard, and it doesn't go anywhere. It stays on the path, and the birds come along, and they eat it all up. And so it does nothing. Some of the seed falls onto rocky soil. It starts to grow, but it has no moisture, no depth. And so, it quickly withers and dies. Some falls among thorns and weeds, while the thorns and the weeds grow up with it. And so, it gets choked out by these other things. But some of it falls on soil that's ready, and it grows and produces a huge harvest. Now, Jesus explains what this means. And he says that the seed is the word of God. It is God's message to us. And the soils are different kinds of people. There are some people who are hard. They are not ready to hear. They don't believe. They don't want to listen. And so even when they hear the word of God, Satan comes along and takes it away, and they don't really believe it. It doesn't do anything useful in their lives. Next, we see the rocky soil. And he says these are people who don't have any depth. They don't go deep. They're just kind of shallow. They're on the surface. So that when trouble and trials and problems come, they wither away and die. You see, these are people who, they kind of listen on the surface, but they never really go deep with God. Finally, or next, there's the third kind of soil. And this soil is the thorny soil, where there are other things that also grow up with it. And these things choke out the word of God. Finally, there's the good soil. Now, this soil is ready. Unlike the thorns and the weeds, where other things, the cares of this world, whether it is money, whether it is their job, or pleasure, or sin, those things choke out the effectiveness of the Word of God. It's not like that. It's the fourth soil, the soil that is ready, where it takes root, it grows. And in this soil, it produces a huge harvest. Many things happen. Now, this fruit and the produce, what it produces, can be both things growing in our lives. We become more and more like the Word of God. We can become more and more like God, living it out, doing what it says. It can also be other people. As we share, as we tell others about Jesus, and they come to Him. Which kind of soil are you? The good thing is, I don't think we have to be limited to one kind. We're not stuck there. We can pray and ask God to make us more like that fourth kind of soil, the good soil. We can pray and ask God to give us a soft, ready heart, asking God to change us. And He can and does. He can change us. It happens through more time in God's Word. It happens through focusing on God. And as we understand God's Word, as we focus on God's Word, He can help make that soil more productive. He can help take away the thorns and the weeds that distract us. He can help us go deeper. Pray, ask God that He would help you. Now, once we are growing, we see this next part about the light, that the light is meant to shine. I think Jesus is connecting these, that God's Word is meant to shine, and that I, as a follower of Jesus, looking for others to share Him with, I shine my light brightly. I don't hide it. I should not be ashamed and afraid and say, oh, I don't want people to know that I follow Jesus. I don't want them to know that I believe. Instead, I am to be a bright light shining in the darkness so that all can hear and see, that all would know who Jesus is and what He is doing in my life. And so Jesus is calling us to grow like that good soil, and then be a light to let all the others see what He is doing in our life. Not to hide what He is doing, but to share it, that others might also know and believe. Now, next, it's interesting. Jesus' mother and brothers come. And they're waiting, wanting to see Him. And He says, my mother and brothers are those who hear God's Word and put it into practice. What? What is He doing here? Why doesn't He go talk to His mother, His family? Well, it's interesting. I was listening recently to a teacher, and he said that really what Jesus is doing here goes back to the story of the parable, that He is focusing and spending His time with people who are like that fourth soil. They are like the people who are ready to listen and hear and grow. And that meant that as He was spending more and more time investing in those people who would truly listen and grow and produce good fruit. That as he was spending more time with them, he actually spent less time with his family, who apparently were not ready to hear. There are other passages that talk about before Jesus' death and resurrection. Several of his family, his earthly brothers, didn't believe him. They didn't follow him. It was only after he rose from the dead that they understood and actually believed and followed him. At this point, they weren't ready. And so Jesus made a very, very difficult decision, deciding to focus his time on those who were ready to listen, on those who were ready to hear. And it must have been very hard for him. But instead of spending time teaching his brothers who would not listen, he said, "My mother and brothers, the ones that I need to spend time with, are those who hear God's word and do it." You see, he understood that he only had a short time on this earth, and he wanted to use it well for God's glory. And that meant making some very hard choices and investing in relationships that would listen and follow and obey God, and spending less time on the relationships of those who didn't want to grow, who were not listening. And so he steps away from his mother and his brothers. In our world, God wants us to grow. And if there are people that are keeping us away from growing, we need to maybe not end the relationship, but they should not be our main focus. If there are friends who do not care about God, find those who do care about God and spend more time with them. If we are trying to lead others to Christ and show them who He is, we need to spend time with people who are open and willing to listen, hear, and obey. And that's very difficult. But this is the example that Jesus sets for us. At the end of today's reading, Jesus calms the storm. He goes out with his disciples, and suddenly a storm comes up. And they're afraid they're going to die. But Jesus just says, "Be still." And the storm stops. And they're amazed that he is able to command the winds, and they obey him. You see, they're still learning and figuring out who Jesus is. They still haven't got it yet. But he's patient with them, and loves them, and encourages them to have more faith in him. As I look back, I think mostly about the parable of the soil, and I pray that God would give me an open heart that is ready to hear and learn and obey. Then I think about the light, and I pray that God would help me to shine like a light in the darkness. Others don't believe in him, so I want to shine and show them what it is like to live a life devoted to God, what it is like to live a life that obeys. And then I think that sometimes, in order to live a life that shines brightly and bears fruit, I may have to focus on some relationships and some people over others. And that may be hard. I may have to back away from some friendships that are not helping me grow, but focus on friendships that draw me closer to God. I pray that you would grow, that you would be like that fourth kind of soil that is ready to grow and produce a great harvest for God. Lord, make us like that soil. Soften our hearts. Take away anything that distracts us from you, that the weeds that choke out your word. Help us to go deep into you. And then, Lord, grow us into people like you that produce great fruit. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.